So this whole controversy with China and the dissident lawyer.
Right.
And in the embassy, and then, well, we decided we didn't want him in there. And then yesterday, he gets a chance to make a phone call, a live phone call to members of Congress during a hearing? I mean, this is crazy. And then, you know, Hillary's over there.
Yeah.
Right now. So that's a little embarrassing. You know.
She go party tomorrow night? It's Saturday, you know.
Now you see.
Huh?
Oh, wow.
Well, you know.
There's a picture of her dancing with, as the description said, with her arms over her head, like, oh, my God, that's never happened before. Or actually imbibing in some sort of an adult beverage. I mean, yeah. And then the president throws her under the bus last Saturday night at the correspondents' dinner saying, I wish that Hillary Clinton would quit drunk texting me. I mean, God.
I know.
Can a girl have a little fun?
She got, you know, one of the toughest, if not the toughest jobs that there is.
Well, and she's married to Bill Clinton. Okay?
I know. She's got reasons to drink.
Who can't exactly be trusted with the house. So.
Yeah.
She got reasons to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy who needs a GPS implant. Anyway, I just.
Well, you know, Bill probably saw that and said, yeah, hey, there's my pass right there. That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. So now the Republicans have decided, all right, we have to come up with some sort of a way to bash the, I don't know if you know, we're going to have a presidential election.
In November, again,
really?
Is that what's going to happen? Yeah.
Are there any polls that are out?
Every four. Yeah, there are.
Indicating?
Yeah.
How do they look?
Well, you know, they polled four states, and in three of them they were tied, but in the fourth one of the other guys was ahead.
One of the guys
was ahead. So that was interesting. But so,
do you know which one?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, goes to me. I mean, I got a whole Dick Morris story on that, too. But anyway, so, you know, he did Hope and Change. Remember, that was the President Obama campaign slogan, if you will, for 2008. Well, so now the Republicans think they need to get out there in front and kind of rename the 2012 campaign. So it's not Hope and Change, it's Hype and Blame. Hype and Blame, which was a great law firm, but, you know, it didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now if you want, you can go get your Hype and Blame 2012 bumper stickers. They're saying the candidate of hope and change has become the president of hype and blame. He blames everyone and everything except the man in the mirror.
Oh, I see. Apparently that's a sticker, too, to go along with
it. Yes, exactly. So if you probably there's a T-shirt if you like.
And so this is the theme of the Republican campaign is just total negativity?
To rename the president's campaign. Which is interesting. You mentioned negativity. Wesleyan Media Project notes that 70% of TV commercials aired so far for the presidential race have been negative.
No.
70%. Well, but here's the deal. Only 9% of the ads were negative at this point 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that's a monumental increase. Now, here's the deal. Definition of a negative ad means that you mention your opponent. That's all.
Oh.
Doesn't necessarily mean that it says that you stuff kitties in a gunny sack and drop them in the river. But, I mean, probably if you mention your opponent, you are trying to
disparage
basically,
him somehow.
Yeah, well, elevate yourself at their expense,
exactly.
Shall we say. So,
uh-huh.
Nonetheless.
I don't think that's going to work for Romney because people still need to know who Romney is.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
They say, okay, you want to be president? Tell me what kind of president you're going to be.
Now, for their part, what they believe is the reason that the negativity is so much higher right now is because of the super PACs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not the candidates that are paying for those. Okay, those are ads for a candidate sponsored by the super PACs, because that's 96% of all the ads that are hitting the air right now. And so, obviously, it would seem that if that's 96% of the ads, then that's the reason things are so negative. There you go. So to answer the negativity, that's right. And then, not America, but kind of interesting. Yesterday, the blogosphere blowing up about the secret plan, cue the black helicopters, of a powerful European Union president that essentially would abolish Britain and the other nation states. The new bureaucrat would not be directly elected by the voters.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
Now, who's coming out with this theory?
Well, it was just out there in the blogosphere. London's Express is the one that that reported it. But, I mean, that's what's out there. The plan reportedly was to push the German foreign minister Guido Vitalavia. I guess.
I think Ricky Martin sang that, didn't he?
Yeah. Or Frank Brown, whichever. Yeah. But anyway, that's interesting. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but obviously and Europe's they're in a heap of trouble.
They're in a pickle.
As we do well know. Yeah. Worse off than us, at least for right now.
But yeah, I couldn't help but think about that as we tried to auction off a hotel stay in Greece last night. So.
Did you? How'd that go for you?
Yeah, not well.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that part.
No travel included. Got to get yourself there. It was like it was like 8 days, 7 nights, and it
retail, what?
And the retail value of $800.
I was gonna say, yeah, absolutely. And once again, a Greek hotel. Did they make sure it was still standing? The windows weren't busted out of it. That's nothing on them. It's just they got the prize, and they're going, hey, let's get rid of this, man, because, you know, it ain't going to get any better.
Yeah.
So, would you like a meal? Oh, great. That'll be $1,200.
I think that's what I said. You know, we got this. Not going to get any better.
Some folks root for.